Time for our next edition of Season Countdown. This time we talk about Aniki, ninth place finish last year in the GDFL with 6 wins and 12 losses. Lucky enough to be joined by their senior coach, Chris Moore. Maury, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kingy.
You were going it alone this year. It was you and Nathan Kenyon last year as co-coaches, but Keno's going to step back, play a role as an assistant, but focus on his footy.
Yeah, look, Nathan's obviously in construction up in Melbourne, so his time constraints weren't very good. So the way that we structured it up was I'd be the senior coach, and I've got Daniel Weigel and Nathan Kenyon as assistants.
Okay. So obviously having Daniel Weigel means basically he's controlling the back line, I suspect.
Yeah, you'd think that, but he's actually not. Nathan Kenyon's doing the back line. We made the bold decision to throw Weigs into the midfield about round 7 last year, thinking, you know, we could add something different. And he played the last 12 rounds in the midfield, so, or the last 11. So he'll be playing predominantly midfield forward this year.
Yep.
And Nathan will be controlling the back line.
Fantastic. Your season last year, it was a what-if season. You were 1-8 at the turn, and you came home 5-4 to finish 6-12. And no surprise your season turned when Bailey Ettridge arrived at the club.
Yeah, look, I mean, I can understand how you can see that. A lot of things fell into place the second half of the season, but also we were disappointing in the first half. So, you know, when Bailey's up forward, he creates a lot of attention from opposition back lines, and that allowed a few other players to get off the leash as well. But we started to gel as of halfway through the year, and I think that was predominantly the reason why we finished off so well.
Your two leading goal kickers were Bailey Ettridge, 28 goals from 9 games, Daniel Harrison, 27 goals from 12 games. You're hoping to get full seasons out of both of them?
Look, Harrow's a little bit up in the air at the moment. He's been struggling with a back issue in the off-season. Bailey will, well, let's hope we get 18 games out of Bailey, but we'll throw Todd Smith down there, who we've brought on board, and also with our midfield as strong as what we think it is, probably Jamie Phillips will play more of a role up forward this year as well.
Okay, very quiet player movement-wise. Ryan Robertson's come out to the club, and that clearance has finally been approved by North Shore. But people will look at you out, and it's Luke Wilson, who's been the premier ruckman, probably with Ren Lovett and James Hybens in the last decade in the GDFL. How do you fill that hole?
Well, it was panic initially. The first 24 hours was a little bit of a shock. I was reasonably confident of retaining Luke, but you know, he decided to make the move, which is fair enough. So the first 24 hours was probably contacting about, you know, 10 ruckmen, and then after the dust settled, we sort of look at ourselves and thought, well, you know, Cad Walsh is, you know, 6'5", 6'6", he's a beast of a bloke, and we think we can play him in the ruck. After a good discussion with him, we said, you know, we need to get his fitness up, and is he willing to do it? And geez, he's really turned it on, and we're excited for what he can bring to our ruck stocks this year.
Okay. We did talk about your finish to the season. Not only did you win 5 of your last 9, and among those wins was beating East Geelong, who played finals, you also basically ended Winchelsea and Geelong West seasons with the wins you had over them. But you pushed Invalide to 17 points. Bannockburn, the premier, only got you by 28, and Thompson, the runner-up, got you by 38. So there, you must take some heart out of that second half of the season and what you can, how competitive you can be this year.
Probably more so with those losses that were actually in front at three-quarter time. I know that the scores probably don't show it when you lose by, you know, 6 goals and 5 goals, but we're in front at three-quarter time. And one of the reasons, you know, one of the things was that we went about was our good players were playing good, but they were going to the well too many times. You know, Daniel Green had an outstanding season in the midfield, but he can only go for so long in the midfield. So with bringing in Robbo and you know, Todd Smith allowing, you know, some other positional changes, we think we'll be able to go harder for longer. And that was our problem for majority of the season. We played great in quarters, great in patches, halves. But to be able to string the four quarters was a real, it wasn't easy for us. And hopefully this year we can do that.
Yeah, with the points last year, you played close to the mark most weeks, if not every week. You're going to have significant point drop this year. How many players are going to shed a point? And I suppose, does that mean you come back to playing potentially around your sort of your mid-30s, which then lays a foundation for the future to be able to, you know, top up next year going into 2022, 21?
You'd think that, but it's not. See, we had when we played at 45 points last year, and we played at the 45 for majority, especially of the second half of the season.
Yep.
But we had some blokes running around in the reserves that were 2 and 3 pointers that were probably in our best side,
yep.
but we couldn't play them.
Yep.
So this year we look like playing at the max points again,
yep.
Bringing those blokes in, and good on those blokes for hanging around the club, understanding that the reason they weren't getting senior football games was because of the point system.
Yep.
So they'll get some opportunities this year. We'll be max points again, hence why we couldn't go out and get the 5 or 6 players. We went out and got 2. In saying that, Todd Smith was a 1-pointer. So yep. it was realistically only Robbo, who's a 5.
Yep. So some of those guys will get opportunity at senior footy that might have been squeezed last year?
Yeah, Paul Lombardi. We got him across. Hayden Leach, Lockie Short is another kid. He comes a 3-pointer. So, you know, there's 9 points sitting there. And then Daniel Harrison, he only played the 12 games, but he was a 4-pointer last year. So yeah. he'll still come as a 3. And it's a tricky situation to be able to juggle the side to be able to fit them all in.
Bailey was a 1?
Bailey's a 1.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ideal to pick up a 1-pointer.
Look, what we did as a coaching group at the end of the season was actually... And I suppose most clubs do this, is look back on your 1-pointers, blokes that played juniors previously
yep.
at other clubs, and target them, because, you know, you're really getting bang for your buck as getting, you know, a quality player in who's a 1-pointer.
Yep. So would that mean then, I suppose, you know, have you looked at sort of your best lineup and gone, okay, these are how many guys that are carrying points that'll shed a point? Will you have, you know, sort of 8 to 10 players that'll shed a point going into next year?
I think we'll have, you know, and one of the other things too is you got to retain those players.
Yep.
You know, it's all well and good to say, oh, we're going to drop 8 points next year, but you got to retain the eight players. Look, thankfully enough, for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, we've had about a 90% retention rate at the club,
yep.
which is when the point system was brought in, you had to be able to do that, especially for a club like ours. We've got a junior system that's, you know, our junior coordinator is doing a fantastic job, but we're under 11s. I think it's under 9s, 11s and 13s. It's going to be, and I think 17s are coming in this year, 15s, but it's still a long time for be able to get the 1-pointers across.
Yep.
So if we don't have retention, We are in a bit of trouble and anarchy.
Yep. Talking about your juniors, I think you've solidified your arrangement with Little River.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's just great because, you know, Little River, when they come across last year, I think, you know, and became the Little River Ruse or the Anarchy, whatever it was.
Yep.
To be able to also get a pathway for those kids from Little River to be able to have a home to be able to play senior footy later on is a great thing as well.
Just hope they don't go to sleep, form their own senior footy club again.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, that's probably an untapped area there that you can tap into, and it's the hike. You know, it's not a hike from Little River to Anarchy by any stretch of the imagination out the back there.
Well, it's not. And look. Unfortunately for Anarchy, it's not a growth area at the moment. You know, when I come into the league in, I think it was 97, you know, Bannockburn was a small town, Inverleigh was a small town, Winchelsea was a small town, and they're all big towns now.
Yep.
Anarchy didn't grow. So for us to be able to tap into an area and you know, have a zone, if you like to call it,
yep.
Yeah, it can only help us in the future.
Yep. There's talk of growth, Lovely Bank, sort of west out the back of the school and around that area. I don't know what the school is. It used to be Chanel, but whatever it is there. Do you expect that there might be some flow on from that potentially?
Yeah, you do, but there's Corio just next door to them as well, and North Shore looking for players as well. So there's 3 clubs competing for that. It's not your own area.
Yep.
So, you know, everything's up for grabs, but... We're still, you know, when you look at it, we're 25 minutes out of the city,
yep.
you know. So when we're recruiting players, we're looking at northern suburb players because it's only that 15-minute drive.
Yep.
If we're looking at players from Grovedale and beyond and, you know, Torquay, you're talking about a 55-minute drive to training.
Yeah.
You know, and they're driving past a lot of grounds on the way.
Yeah, even with the ring road, it doesn't necessarily make it an easy...
That's right.
...an easy track. 5th season as coach?
That's right, yeah.
Did you think you would have been in the role 5 years when you took it on?
Oh, no way. Look, I mean, I went to Winchelsea for a few years and had a break for a year. I went to the club to help out. They couldn't find a reserves coach, and it sort of evolved from there. Look, I mean, it's one of those ones that I let the players sort of, you know, tap me on the shoulder if it's not working, and also, you know, our president, he's just fantastic for me. He puts a lot of faith in me, but he also, you know, keeps me accountable. And number one sponsor, Jason Patterson, he's been fantastic to me too. So, look, as long as I've got the support of those people, I'm happy to keep going. But, you know, it's a different coaching structure this year. I've had, obviously, Daniel Weigel with his GFL experience come through, take a lot of training. Nathan Kenyon take a lot of training. A different voice for the boys. Instead of hearing me for... Yep. I've been with a lot of them now for 6-7 years.
Yep.
You know, to get a different voice and a different opinion and let them take the reins a lot, you know, during the week, and then we go to business as usual on a Saturday.
Yep. If vocal coaches' salaries were public, would you be the cheapest coach in Geelong?
I don't want to comment on that, King. look, I don't coach for money. You know, it's got nothing to do with money with me with coaching. It's all about the club. You know, I've got a second generation. My dad played a lot of games out there. I better mention he won a couple of best and fairest, unless there's anyone in Geelong that doesn't know. I think he's told them all.
anybody who's walked through the Southam.
Yeah, anyone who's walked through the door, he goes through game by game. My daughter plays out there. So for me, it's about the club. You know, I'll never go anywhere else. It's for the future. And you know, with Heath, what he's done with the football club at the moment, he's just secured new lights. Like, we're actually a 21st century club now, and it's a great place to be around.
The rooms are getting upgraded, I believe.
Look, there's funding. They're having meetings as we speak. The change rooms are state of the art, and now the social rooms hopefully will be coming along in the near future. So, yeah, it's onwards and upwards for Anarchy.
So lights, will that mean night games eventually?
Look, we had them on last night. It was that dark at Anarchy last night. We had a bit of a scratch match. They were on. I'm not sure whether they tick the boxes for actual night games.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to get that checked out. But, I mean, they are pretty good.
Electronic scoreboard now?
We've had that for a few years, King. Yeah. How long have you been since you've been out to Anarchy?
Since I took all those photos a few years ago. I reckon I last was out at Anarchy 2017.
Yeah.
We'll probably get out there.
Yeah, we'll have to get you out for a hamburger, mate.
Yes, that would be good. Because you know I don't mind a feed. First four rounds, North Geelong, Werribee Centrals, Belmont Lions, Bell Post Hill. You'd be looking at that and going, there is some real opportunities to lay a foundation.
Look, we can't afford to start off like we did last year. You know, North round one, you know, has really been our aim going forward. So Werribee.
And you've been able to hold your own against North in recent years.
Look, it's funny. You play good against some sides and on paper, and you play bad against, you know, there's some sides on paper that you think you should beat. North has been a good matchup for us over the years. But once again, we played them last year. We were 6 goals up in the second quarter and got rolled.
Yep.
You know, and that's a pattern we need to change. Werribee round two, who I think will be top two.
Yep.
That'll be a great challenge for us. So, you know, it's rounds one and two, you know. Hopefully we get one to maybe two wins out of that and start our season better.
Yep. And Luke Wilson, the matchup in round one.
Yeah, big cad. He's looking forward to round one. But look, I hold no ill will against Luke. You know, we've been friends, you know, as football and also off the field. So, you know, he's got a new challenge ahead of him and hopefully he doesn't play too good round one.
Player to keep an eye out for this year, anybody that's been impressive on the track that might have, you know, been on the fringes last year or just hung on in the 22 that, you know, sort of taken a bit of a step forward over summer?
Look, I'd have to say that Cad Walsh is, and I'll mention him a couple of times, he come with us to us with big raps on him. I don't think he trained hard enough last year. I think he took it very easy. His first halves, especially, you know, rounds 1-6, 1-7, his first halves were outstanding, and then he really fell off the cliff. He got injured mid-season, and then he come back and played well. So I'd be expecting him to be the player to watch for us. You know, he's got the physique, he's got the tank now to be, you know, a really good GDFL ruckman, and also push forward and kick some goals when he's resting.
Yep. One practice match scheduled?
Yeah, one practice match against Wyndham Vale. Look, went down the route of last couple of years. We've got a lot of cricketers, and if you're playing practice matches with half your side, it's not ideal, and you're not getting much out of it as a team. We're having a lot of intra-club hit-outs, you know, on Monday nights and Wednesday nights to try and lighten the load on that. So we're getting a lot out of them, you know, and all of a sudden you've got Daniel Green against Ryan Robinson in the middle, and they're having they're playing against good players, against themselves, and getting real good hit out. So it's been good.
Fantastic. Maury, fifth season in charge, hoping to break, I think it's a 22-year finals drought for Anarchy. 98, was that the last year?
98 was correct.
You played in that side?
I did. Poor Camarotto kicked at about 40 possessions in the last quarter of that game. We're up by six and he rolled us. So, yeah, that's the last time. Look, you know, I'd be telling lies if I said it wasn't on our radar. Yeah. We the way we finished last year, we need to push for finals. We've got the side to be able to do that. But in saying that, the league gets stronger and stronger each year. Yeah. Each club's going to improve. And I suppose it's who gets the right run with injuries and, you know, who can put the score on the board at the right time. So we're aiming for that. But we've got 12 other clubs or 11 other clubs that are doing the same. So we'll wait and see, Kingy.
Maury, wish you the best of luck. Good luck for 2020.
I appreciate that, mate. I'll see you out for a hamburger.
Chris Moore joining us on the season countdown in our next edition. We're going to talk with Grovedale coach Daniel Fraser.